It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look on this Friday morning. Monica Bothan in the studio. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Well, we just had Maynard just served us some outstanding coffee, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh. That is so good.
I've never seen anybody get so excited about coffee than you just did.
Well, you know, I started drinking coffee at age 50.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yep. Yep. And it isn't like I have to have it or I'll die. You know, I do have some energy.
All right. Yeah, that was
but
good.
By
good
gosh,
I'm
that
glad
made
I can make Monica's day. With
that made that my was, day.
Highlander Grog from a little coffee shop over in Benson, which I would highly recommend.
Okay.
I'd drive all the way over there just for a cup of their coffee.
Okay, me too.
There you go. A little
me
plug.
Too. So if I'm not in my shop at 10, no, I will be.
Right.
I will be.
Well, as usual, Monica wants some fashion questions, and we always get some people calling in some fashion questions. So, you know, I think we're going to talk a little bit about fall. So if you have a fall question already, how about
definitely.
That?
Definitely. We, you know.
598-7301. That's 320-598-7301 with any fashion question for Monica today, and they win
a $25 gift certificate.
All right, and the phones are ringing. Appreciate that. And first caller gets a gift certificate, and the other callers get their name and drop put in a hat. Or
they sure
drawing.
Do.
Yep.
And we've got a lot. I just have so much stuff going on. You know, I'm getting ready for my 10-year bash.
10 years, Monica. Wow.
I can't believe it.
That's awesome. 10 years already.
Almost 10 okay. years. September, that week of September 12th.
And you've learned a lot, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. You learn every day. It's like, okay, I've been in business almost 10 years. I'm kind of getting it because I wear all the hats.
Okay.
You know, I've been to a lot of seminars over the years and different things like that. And they say to delegate. Yep. I'll delegate, all right. Monica. But it's okay. The main thing I have to stay on top of or I won't be around is my customer service.
Customer service.
Yep.
That's number one.
It is number one.
Yep.
And
you do that well.
The clothes and everything else come into play, yes. Mm-hmm. But the customer service has to be there.
All right. So once again, that phone number, 598-7301 for a fashion question for Monica.
Oh, my gosh. People are up and at them today.
Right off the bat. This is a good question, too, Monica. Good question here for you.
Okay.
This is one you're going to think about a little bit, maybe. If you're on a budget and you're going to buy one new item for fall, what would that item be?
Bottoms up.
Whoa. That's a good one.
I love it. That is so good because this fashionista picked something awesome to say because I was just going to talk about less is better.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been decluttering my own place.
Okay.
The place, as we get older, we like less,
okay.
I think. It's just maybe too much in our head.
Yep.
Too much to, you know, too much. So what I would say is a bottom. I would.
A bottom. What's that mean?
Bottoms up. What item does she want to buy with a budget? I'd buy one bottom.
Okay.
A new bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And?
Pants.
Yep.
Okay.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Yeah,
okay.
I got to make it. I'm not
tracking well this
morning. I'm sorry, Paul.
It's, you can use a new bottom.
Yeah. It's the humidity. And by the way, you both look amazing today.
Oh, thank you.
And
too.
I'm glad you got your black shirt back on because I missed that.
All right. Hey, let's talk about did we answer the question then?
A bottom.
Bottom, okay.
You know, a pull-on skinny jean, a pull-on dress pant, something to pull on that makes you feel like $1 million. Buy it as small as you can because they give a little bit. Don't buy too big.
Okay.
You know,
don't buy too big.
No, because so many women have such beautiful smaller legs, and maybe they have a little bit of a tummy. Well, we can fit that all in a pull-on, and you can go smaller.
Okay.
As I'm having a hot flash here.
Well, let's talk about what Monica's wearing today.
Woo! Well, Monica usually wears layers, but I...
You're layered up.
Yeah. So what I posted on Facebook was to take your favorite black sleeveless dress, tunic, top, whatever it is, and throw a sheer poncho over it.
Sheer.
Like I had on.
Yep.
It just covers, if you want the the arms covered, or you want to just spring it up or make it look summery. Look at how that changed the outfit by just taking it off.
Yeah, it did.
Right?
Yep.
And so right now I have all these sheer ponchos. Of course, I have to go to market and get accessories and jewelry and purses and all this good stuff. And yes, I have some fall, but we're really going to still embrace summer. Because right now, are you going to wear a fall item?
No.
But if you want to get it, that's great. Yep. But I just had to bring some great jeans in, and I had to bring some great 3/4 sleeve tops, and I'm all about the wardrobe making sense. Okay. So that lady, if she wants to come on in, she should just get a bottom.
Yep.
But I like to also say bottoms on a budget. It's great you have a budget. It's good to have a budget. This way she will end up just only purchasing things she should have in her wardrobe, okay, where some women might have 20 pull-on pants and they're not going to wear them all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So buying smart is a good idea too.
Yep. Buy smart. Yep. And so.
But it is an investment too. If you want to buy a, some people need a wardrobe.
Yep.
And some people buy outfits. But if they do, then I make sure that outfit can be worn three different ways, or you mix and match. I kind of guide them through where they can all wear it with.
Okay. Okay. Good answer. Good question. Great question.
Great question.
Well, let's go around the studio here. You brought a lot of apparel in, Monica. What are we talking about today?
So for instance,
stay close to the mic there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. That's me. This coffee is really wiring me up. Yeah, I think I'm going to get a lot of stuff done in my store today, I'll tell you. So I brought a sleeveless coral knit dress. It's a high-low. And that's why I'm encouraging anybody that has that sleeveless dress or sleeveless top in their wardrobe, you can make that work to a summer wedding or a shower or whatever it is, or your daughter's graduation from college. Whatever it may be, you can throw on these sheer ponchos over that solid colored dress and have a sweet outfit.
Right. And the sheer poncho is for summer.
It's for summer, and it can go into fall. But and you see that like animal print one with the browns and the golds, that I paired up with the jeans with the caramely stones on the pockets. See how cute that looks?
That looks like.
And then you pair it up with those caramely sandals.
Oh yeah.
Because I have the best sandals in the world.
You do.
They're comfortable. I have bling. I have comfort. I have heels. I mean, you name it, I got it. And if I don't, I'll order it.
And you got me a pair of men's shoes over there. Yes. Most comfortable shoes I've ever had. It was awesome. I wear them all the time.
I have a couple of men that I have to always get shoes for, and I love it. I like to help.
Well, that is one hot summer look there, Monica, with the jeans and the silk poncho.
Isn't that fun?
Animal print.
Yeah, I love animal print. Do you, too?
I do, too.
It's because we're from the 70s.
That's right. The hippie style look.
Oh, I just love it. And so then the next one over is a great hot pink sleeveless top, where maybe a lot of women have hot pink or turquoise in their wardrobe because they like those colors. Look at that little. This has form. This is a sheer poncho, but it's got some form. It's built sewn on the side, so it gives you more form. So it's like a sheer top.
Right.
So cute.
You got the little white
little scarf and a necklace.
Oh, it's a scarf. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and in the summer, sometimes we can't wear as many scarves and stuff.
Right.
So this sheer poncho is kind of taken over it, and I'm all over them. I really like it. I mean, they're just fun. I had to get a couple for my black sleeveless dresses. But sometimes we have something in our wardrobe, and if you accessorize just with something like this, it makes you look like you'll have a whole new outfit. Right.
And the pink color with the blue in it, it really pops, I think. And the necklace around it?
Yes, I love that. Yep. That's some of my favorite colors for in the summer, the hot corals, the hot pinks. This is the time us black people that wear like black and white can embrace summer.
Okay.
And believe me, most of the time, I'll probably be changing into something like that later because I'll be hot.
Let me ask you about the jewelry. Now, I don't know if the terminology is right here, but that's kind of a large, chunky jewelry.
Yes, it is.
And do women prefer the large jewelry or,
Okay.
I know some women just like a simple necklace.
You asked the best question. So between the two pieces of jewelry, that's a small chunk.
Hmm.
The little beads.
On the other wardrobe there,
with the hot coral and pink. Yep. That's a little smaller chunk, right?
Yep.
And that's the big chunk.
Yep.
Now, that's something I'd probably wear, too.
Okay, you would wear that?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. But not everybody is me.
Right.
And I like chunky jewelry. And the bottom line is I like jewelry. Do you think?
Yeah. Well, you got a ring on every finger and a couple of watch bands.
Well, I missed
bands.
This one, my pointer finger.
Your pointer finger, okay.
Anyway, so that is a chunky statement necklace. But the thing about that one is, which is so fun, it's white. It's clear stones. And I will be posting these pictures afterwards, too. I kind of slacked a little bit. That big chunky flower. It's just so cute how it lays.
Yep.
But not everybody will want that.
Looks good against the pink.
Yeah, yep. And so some fashionistas will say, Monica, I love the idea of a white necklace on there with my white capris, but can you make it smaller?
Okay.
And then I'll go to a smaller chunky necklace.
Okay, good. Now, that scarf, is that cream or white, Monica?
That's white, of course, because, thank you, because... Actually, it looks creamier. Yep. Boy, you're on the ball today. Actually, it looks creamier when you put it up to those white capris.
Yep. Yeah, the white capris behind it.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to throw in some white capris because right now is where people will put on their white. It's just fun. You get a little coloring. White looks good, especially with that little three-quarter sleeve white tunic with the little black buttons.
Yep.
You know, you throw that on with your black Bermuda or black capris or a black skirt, and you got another cute outfit, Paul. Right. And it goes into fall.
That's great.
And the material is airy and comfortable. And that's another thing. When this lady asked about the one item in her wardrobe, you have to reevaluate what you have. But by gosh, start out with a great bottom, because most women have a ton of tops.
Right. Yep.
You know,
my wife's wardrobe, a ton of tops.
Yep. And usually, like, if you purchase, the rule of thumb is you purchase three tops to a bottom.
Oh, that's
three
the tops rule to of a, thumb.
Yeah. When you're shopping.
Okay.
For your store.
Yeah.
But, that's a rule. So when do I go by rules? But the bottoms are really huge because most women cannot find them. And a lot of stores don't invest in really good ones.
Right.
They go a little bit cheaper, which is okay.
Yep.
That's maybe their customer doesn't want to spend as much. But for my customers, they want it to fit. Mm-hmm. And we want it to fit and we want to have fun and we want to feel good. So we got all the F's. We want to have it fit good, feel good, and have fun.
All right. And you'll want to have fun with one of these handbags.
Oh, my God. Those are my key ones. That's for falling into fashion. This is my falling into fashion.
What are they called, actually? You call them handbags or purses?
Purses.
Okay.
Handbags, purses. The fringies are huge.
The fringies are in.
Huge.
Really?
And so
that brings me back to the 70s.
Yep. And this is your full service bag that you can put everything in. And I brought it in black and metallic gold. And look at how cute this metallic gold one would be with that animal print poncho.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? You know what? She's got the look. That'd be so cute.
She's got the look.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a mixture of, it's a hot theme is hot summer looks, and we're mixing some fall in it.
Well, you know, because a lot of stores are starting to really... One thing that's unique about Monica's is I still can have all this summer stuff going on because I have a vacation room. So I'm thinking summer all the time.
Right.
So, you know, but yes, fall is going to come and we're going to start filling up with fall. But it's baby steps, Paul.
That's right, baby steps. Fun show today. When you open, Monica?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. And feel free to call me. It's okay.
Yeah, and just drop in, too.
Well, yeah, and appointments, I'll be working in my kitchen or something on a Monday, and somebody will say, can I make an appointment? I say, of course. If I'm around, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, all right. Well, we had coffee, great coffee today, great questions.
Yes, everything was so amazing, and I want to thank everybody for listening and embrace summer.
All right, that's Monica with Fashionista Friday. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.